This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. The beginning of each program focuses on some news that affects the American family farmer. I am an American family farmer. I salute all family farmers, people that are keeping it in the family, people that have been doing this for a long, long time, because the American family farmer is about the farmer, the family, and the food. And so I was looking at a study this week of what happens in rural America growing food on the American family farm, tough business. But if you try selling food in rural America, it also is kind of tough. The Minnesota Rural Grocery Survey report that's done every year, who knew there was a Minnesota Rural Grocery Survey report, but there is. And that study this year finds 77% of the state's rural grocery stores make an average or lower than average net profit of 1%. After taxes. See, this addresses this same thing that I have talked about over and over again. I think, as a matter of fact, I mentioned it last week in terms of the share of money that the farmer gets for the work that the farmer does. It's obscene what little comes out of this in terms of percentages or actual dollars because of how Big Ag has squeezed the people producing. I mean, the latest thing was chicken and how much these big outfits are squeezing the chicken. You know, they don't grow. Purdue doesn't grow. They don't grow one hen. Tyson doesn't grow one chicken. They hire it done by farmers all over the country. And so they keep squeezing them and pushing them to do it more efficiently so that it costs them less so they can make more. You know, the profit motive is great. I'm an American capitalist through and through. But greed, the kind of stuff that's brought us into the connection we have with China, or the kind of thing that's going on now, pushing family farmers into bankruptcy because they can't afford to make milk at what these guys are willing to pay, or any of the other things. So I go back to this Minnesota report. 250 grocery stores in communities of 2,500 people or fewer, all around Minnesota, 55% of them, or 129 stores, completed the survey. Some of the data here, pretty surprising, pretty informative. It's a 20-page report that I've looked at, and I conclude that the following stats. 85% of the owners owned or managed one store. 79% lived in the community where they had their store. 33% of today's owners are women, and they are under the age of 50. 96% of local store owners say they have a personal responsibility to their communities, and on average, each store employs 2 high school students, 3 full-time adults, and 5 part-time adults. Here's a surprise. 49% of the surveyed Minnesota store owners say that they already buy locally grown food from farmers in their community. Or if they can't find what they want, they go to wholesalers who will bring in food from other locally accessed farms. And also surprising, 85% of rural grocers say they would potentially or certainly order locally produced foods if their store found the wholesaler to be highlighting them. In other words, if they don't get it from the wholesaler, they're going to go find the farms themselves, which it seems to me is that's the way to do it. Frankly, Sustainable Farming Association, which also is in Minnesota, supports the local food growers. One of the authors of the grocery study explained that all those numbers add up to solid opportunities for store owners and local farmers to work together. The reason that I'm bringing you this information is because I think this is an idea whose time has come for every state. For all around America, we were looking last year at this time for food. When in the grocery store, food shelves were wiped out. And it took us months to figure out what we were going to do. A lot of people were eating really bad for the prepared foods, all the processed foods, because people couldn't find real food. And then they discovered or rediscovered the American Family Farm. And so dairy people in many parts of the country found a revival where they didn't have to go into the pool, and they're selling, they process the milk. And a little co-op, four or five farmers get together, buy what they need to process the milk and sell it on the farm. It was fabulous. Same thing went on the on the side of the produce people. They were growing more and selling more, certainly in my area, but I've seen surveys of the entire country that's gone the same way. So now the question is, will the CSA boom that started last year, or continued, or exploded, actually, community-sourced agriculture, will that survive beyond the COVID situation? And I think the answer is yes, because we've now had people reestablish their connection with the farm. The surge all over the country, and there are a lot of different studies that show how this happened, the stores being emptied in hours, and people say, what are we going to do? The demand hasn't gone down one iota. If anything, I see evidence that this year they're going to be sold out faster than they were last year. I'm talking about the people that want to cook groceries that they can, you know, cook at home. People are cooking more, and that's at the heart of the CSA program, which is actually a partnership between farmers and the local community. Members pay a fee to return back to the farm every week to get a share of what's grown that week. It's kind of cool. I've seen some CSA things on the dairy side as well. All of these offers are different, and you pay differently, but the idea of having access, guaranteeing access to these foods that are available, and it's pretty much on the wholesale end of it. I mean, it can be expensive because it's expensive to grow this stuff. You want good fresh food, then you need to know that you have to pay for it. And it's time Americans woke up to that as well. And I think they did. I mean, I've looked at a lot of people, both coast and in the middle of the country, more on the coast, the 20, 30, 40 acre farms that have gone just crazy. Here's a lady that started a farm last year. She opened the door, and one day she had 200 members ready to go. I'll sign up. Where do I sign up? I want to. What do you want? $600, $800, $900, whatever you want. I want your food. So let's keep our fingers crossed that that is going to be the way it works this year. I think evidence is pointing in that direction. May I call your attention to something that will really keep you healthy? I don't endorse a product unless it's all natural. Such is the case with Clear. I introduced talking about Clear on my programs. It's a liquid that comes from xylitol, which is basically right up our alley. It's found in fruits and vegetables. And about 20, 25 years ago, somebody did some research on it and found that the liquid that comes out of these veggies will break up all kinds of things that are in your nose. If you're the viral adhesion for things like flus and colds and things that are worse, all are broken up by the xylitol that's in Clear. X-L-E-A-R is how you spell it. You can buy it in any grocery stores. We're talking about grocery stores here in this portion of the program. Drug stores, natural retailers. And when you're checking it out, perhaps you'd like to help. The folks at Clear are helping other folks from the medical profession work with the Center for the Disease Control folks to issue guidance calling on Americans to use nasal sprays to combat things like the COVID and other flus, problems that you have, because all this stuff that goes in your body, most of it comes through your nose. So if you'd like to see this presented in the way that I'm explaining it here, get this so that the CDC recommends you use these nasal sprays. Get the CDC approval, help them get it. Lend your voice to the effort. Go to clear.com, X-L-E-A-R.com, and sign the petition. It's on, if you look at the green tab on the right side of the screen, click on that, you can sign the petition there. That's Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed or may lose value.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a Deere. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Hi, we are now about to meet Tobias Peggs, who is the co-founder and the CEO of Square Roots Urban Farming in Brooklyn, New York. Okay, so we'll start there. Tobias, Brooklyn, New York, not exactly the agricultural capital of America.
Well, it soon might be, to be honest with you. We're getting an incredible response from people who want to come farm with us, people who want to come check out the farm, people who want to buy the food. There's a huge movement now around, you know, growing local food. And when you think that there's 8 million people in New York who, you know, are on that train and want local food, then, you know, increasingly they're looking for solutions in the city. And folks like us growing lots of really tasty food right on their doorstep.
In the absence of somebody like you and others who may be starting to do this, where do people in cities like New York get their food? Because there are farmers markets everywhere. Where's that food coming from?
Yeah, there are farmers markets, and there are some great farmers markets. And we definitely think that you know, what we're doing at Square Roots, which is very kind of high-tech, indoor, controlled climate farming, you know, we're on the same side as those kind of upstate farmers that come into the city, you know, every couple of weeks and do the farmers market. Obviously, in New York and, you know, in a lot of the country, there's a limit on the growing season, right? Five, six,
right.
7 months maybe if you're lucky.
Yeah,
and
right.
So, you know, what happens then to the consumer that really wants this locally grown food, that wants that connection with the farmer, that understands the, you know, the taste and nutrition that comes with local food? You know, what do they do come October, November, when all of a sudden that goes away, right? And I think that solutions like ours, with the ability then to grow that food and do it all year round, you know, is really sort of helping that consumer be able to access this food 12 months a year.
I wonder if it would work for someone who had extensive holdings, let's say up in using New York as an example, maybe out in Long Island or up in Westchester County or maybe in Litchfield County just outside in Connecticut, for them to have to take their operation and have a satellite, to set up a satellite in New York City. You think that would work, or is this a whole different thing and you wouldn't necessarily know how to do it the right way just by having experience in the normal world? Hold on just a second. I ask you the question foolishly just before we have to pause for a word from local stations carrying this program. So we'll go to that in just a moment if you'll hold on, Tobias. Thank you. Tobias Peggs from Square Roots in Brooklyn, 21 after the hour.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Welcome to the farm.
How well equipped are you to survive in the farming game if you're a family farmer? This program, these podcasts that you can find of our weekly get-togethers, sort of the conversation tightened up a bit, at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I'm Doug Steffen. Tobias Peggs here, who's the co-founder and the CEO of Square Roots Urban Farming. Okay, so I asked you a question, fairly quick one, but then I looked at the clock and knew we had to hold back. So let's go back to that. And let's put the pieces together of what you were about to say when I said, hold on, Tobias.
Yes, well, I think the question was, could a traditional soil farmer, someone with a farm...
Yeah, from
space,
somebody nearby, come in and make it work in the city, yeah.
That's right, could it make it work in the city? So I think, I mean, the answer is yes, right? But I think the answer is yes. Because obviously incredibly helpful to know how to grow rich, tasty plants. But one of the things that we've done at Square Roots is developed a farming technology that we call farmer first technology, which is all about surrounding the farmer with as many tools and data and insights to make the growing of food and growing of really tasty food as easy as possible. And we think of our farms really as almost like iPhones, right? You know, they're very intuitive. Anyone can use them. You press a few buttons and like magic happens. But underneath, you're really using a supercomputer, right? You don't know that when you're using the iPhone. You just have a delightful experience. It's the same with our farms, right? And the reason that we've had to build our farms this way is because of who our farmers are, right? And so what we do for our farmers is we work with young people from all across the city, all across the country actually now, who come and apply to join a 12-month program at Square Roots. And during those 12 months, we take them from basically zero farming knowledge to be able to run one of these farms and grow food in the same neighborhood as the customer, and then also get the experience of being an entrepreneur and packaging that food and selling that food and engaging the local community and making money while they do that. So the idea being that over the 12 months that they're with us, once these young farmers kind of graduate from our program, they then know how to do this themselves. They could go set up their own urban farm, whether that's in New York or across the country or around the world. The idea really is we're growing food and we're selling food. That's how we make money as a business. But at the same time, we're trying to unleash a whole new generation of young farmers into the industry, which, as you know, is really needed right now.
All right, so they don't stay with you. You don't have longevity. Somebody must be teaching them how to do this. Who do you have on staff? Where did you find the people that teach? I'm looking at some of the youngsters who are there. A fellow named Brian Comrus. I get a kick out of his sense of humor. His Twitter handle is Sponge Brian Square Roots.
That's right. So in addition to the technology, right, which is very kind of intuitive and can basically helps anyone learn to farm very, very quickly, we also have an expert team on staff as well. So we have head of farming operations that worked in urban farms in Atlanta. We have people around us that have worked in soil farms in California and South America. So we're certainly surrounded by a lot of farming expertise, as we are surrounded by a lot of technology expertise, and the whole thing comes together to really produce this platform that, again, allows a young person with a lot of passion to grow food in the community and get people connected to their food, but they don't quite know how to get started. We've been able to provide that platform that helps them get started and get up to speed in, literally a matter of weeks.
Yeah. See, that's what I like. You're training people. We want to keep younger people coming into the business, if you will. We'll continue our overview of Square Roots Urban Farming with ideas for you from Tobias Peggs at 28 past the hour. This is the American Family Farmer. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
What's in store right now at your local Staples?
Your one-stop shop for shipping solutions.
Staples has everything your business needs to ship, like packing materials, mailers, and UPS shipping services.
And now, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services at Staples. Plus, buy two, get one free on decorative shipping supplies.
Staples can even help you customize your shipping materials to create a memorable unboxing experience for customers.
Staples, your total shipping solution.
In-store only, ends 4/3/21. Exclusions apply, while supplies last.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Georgia man accused in a Metro Atlanta shooting spree is now facing 8 murder charges. Robert Long is accused in the Tuesday shooting spree at 3 Metro Atlanta spas that killed 8 people and wounded another, with 6 of the victims being Asian. Cherokee County Sheriff Frank Reynolds says it's too early in the investigation to determine if the attack was racially motivated. He tells CNBC that the suspect denied a racial component to the attacks, but that investigators are still looking into all possibilities.
I have watched the entire interview with the suspect, and he does make a full confession. During that interview, I did not hear anything about race. It was other than us asking the question. Well, we're not going to rule that out. Obviously, we're going to continue this investigation and go off of every lead and every possible angle that we can, but still a little early to tell.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Four people on the terror watch list were apprehended on the southern border. Axios reports that three of them were from Yemen and another person was from Serbia. Former acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf says that there are more concerns for border agents than just people on the terror watch list. He tells Fox News that watching for other persons of interest are also part of the national security responsibilities of the Border Patrol.
So it's not, again, not only terrorists or known or suspected terrorists, what we call KSTs, but it's also, there's another group called special interest aliens, and these are individuals that have traffic patterns like terrorists, perhaps are not on a watch list, but come from Europe or Africa or Asia into South America and make their way up through Central America and Mexico to that border that law enforcement needs to be concerned with. But at the end of the day, I think what's probably most concerning is that because of the number of individuals that are crossing, we're having to pull Border Patrol off of their national security mission and into their Border Patrol stations to care and feed these number of individuals instead of being right on the line doing that Homeland Security, national security mission that they're trained to do.
And the Federal Communications Commission has levied its largest ever fine against telemarketers. Two Texas telemarketing firms received a $225 million fine for making about a billion robocalls where they falsely claimed to sell health insurance. The companies admitted to knowingly calling numbers on the national Do Not Call list and used spoofed numbers that appeared to come from a local phone number. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Of the value of the American family farmer. This is the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen. This week we are focused on Square Roots Urban Farming, a company run by Tobias Peggs in New York City, in Brooklyn, in fact. Modular buildings, that sort of thing. This seems like anathema to a lot of people who are used to just growing outside. But basically you set up what are sort of elaborate greenhouses. Isn't that really how this works in sort of an industrial area of Brooklyn?
Yeah, the farms that we have are actually built inside refurbished shipping containers. So inside those containers is a completely controlled environment, which means we're able to effectively program the farm to make it feel like any climate from around the world.
So you can get 12 months a year out of it. You can grow 12 months a year this way, yeah?
Well, you can get 12 months a year, but you can also get 12 months a year of, say, Northern Italy, right? Because we can study the, sort of climate data from that region and understand, okay, when does the sun come up? When does the sun go down? What is the temperature profile across the day? What's the humidity? What's the CO2 level, et cetera, et cetera? And then we can program our farm to replicate that environment.
But the soils there, the influence of the soils from that region would be different than unless you brought over a boatload of soil from that area.
That's right. Well, so the other thing then within our farms, as well as being able to create that perfect climate all year round, is that we also grow hydroponically. And we do that very specifically to, you know, reduce water usage. And then also, of course, then we're able to, mix the nutrients with that water solution and just give the plant kind of exactly what it needs to be able to grow based on the, you know, yield that we're after or the taste or the texture or whatever we're trying to sort of, really focus on for the particular customer that we have in mind.
So what it sounds like to me, excuse me, I was eating a carrot while I was talking to you, and it didn't get all the way down. It wasn't a carrot grown in your facility. So is there a danger here, Tobias, of this being too perfect? We all have the vagaries of the weather, that sort of thing, that influence how well we do or don't do with regular farming operations. But it sounds like we are in the computer age, to be sure. It almost sounds like we're aiming for perfection, which may help the success quotient, no question about that. But it sounds like it takes a little, I don't mean to say that having bad weather is fun, but there's so much science involved and so much sort of computer focus that there's hard to make a mistake. It sounds like it's hard to make a mistake.
Well, I think, you know, for sure, we have a lot of technology at play here, right? But I think our technology is really about supporting the farmer, right? How do we help the farmer to grow better food? And, there's a huge science industry around, pesticides and herbicides and GMO crops that, you know, only work with those certain pesticides. You know, you don't need me to explain that to your audience. Right?
No,
what we're trying to do, we're trying to do is bring young people who want to live in the city, but also want to get more connected with their food. And until a couple of years ago, it would be impossible to join those two dots. Now we're able to join those dots and we're able to say, okay, well, here is a farm that works in the middle of the city. It lives in a shipping container that we can drop on a parking lot in the middle of your neighborhood. And then we'll surround you with all this technology so that you can come in and grow this food and get it out to your customers. And it's really tasty and it's GMO free and there are no sprays. And it's, you know, the cleanest, tastiest food anyone's ever going to have. And because it's year round or because it's indoor and controlled climate, you're able to do that all year round. Which means if you're trying to run a farming business, which is hard enough anyway, all of a sudden now we've extended the growing season from 6 months to 12 months, and so you're revenue generating 12 months a year as well. So I'm not saying this should replace the, you know, romantic ideal of the farm, that you just described. In fact, we learn a lot from our relationships with those farmers. We're actually all on the same side, right? What we're trying to do is get local food to people in the community, get people connected with their food, and the more of that happens, the better, I think.
I agree. I'm thinking, I was about to ask you about fertilizer, but you sort of answered the question. There are things that go into hydroponics that might not otherwise be usable, even in the most pristine conditions out in the farm. But let me ask you the next question after that. How do you combat diseases? Because there are a lot of things that develop on vegetables and that sort of thing. Is it because of the environment? Are you protected from that stuff? You don't have those problems?
Yes, certainly we have less, to your point, because it is a controlled environment. Mm-hmm. Now, we also, like any other farm have really robust standard operating procedures and policies to make sure that, you know, folks are following, you know, all of the food safety protocols properly to just minimize those outbreaks. Now, of course, even in those situations, you will, you know, have the occasional pest outbreak. And so inside these farms, we actually lean a lot on techniques that organic farmers have used forever. And we run, you know, pre-sophisticated IPM programs in there. So we have beneficial bugs running around inside the farms as well.
So that creates sort of a sweet spot. They have, if you didn't hear earlier on, one of the things Jason was touting, which seems like a very cool way to do things, is the training for what they refer to as the next generation of farmers, next-gen farmer training, youngsters who come in, mostly probably college grads who may have various backgrounds that heard about you, they want to learn how to do it. So are you finding that you're sending out, have you created through Square Root some kind of foundation that would help finance people who would go out into other areas? Or is that too soon? Is that some of your, is there a goal in there to be able to make sort of a national operation out of this?
Yeah, definitely in the plan. Just to, you know, you talked about our farmers coming in as being mostly college grads. Certainly we have, you know, a fair share there, but it's a very diverse bunch, right? I mean, around the table right now, well, you know, we have a guy that used to be an investment banker who was sick of sitting behind a spreadsheet all day long and wanted to make an impact on the world and quit to learn how to become an urban farmer. And then we have a guy from the Bronx, you know, who grew up in a food desert with zero access to locally grown or any type of fresh food, right, and is really driven by, you know, justice and food access and wants to sort of learn these techniques so that he can one day go bring food to his neighbors. It's a pretty wide bunch, actually, that we have. I'm no social scientist, but sort of as I look around the table there on any, you know, given day when we have sort of our weekly farmers meetings, and I always think it's unusual to have the investment banker and the boy that grew up in the Bronx, you know, sat around the same table all debating how to fix the food system in a city. And that's one of the absolute pieces of magic that happens on a weekly basis at Square Root. Mm-hmm.
Urban farming. The discussion continues. Tobias Peck's passing along some ideas, even the established farmers that may want to work year-round. This may be a good idea for you once you learn how to do it. You don't have to learn how to farm, but learn how to do the various things, the nuances that are put forth in the plans here. One wonders if you can't teach an old dog new tricks, Tobias. Let me deal with that in a matter of moments here. As we continue on the American Family Farmer, there are new drugs that are on the scene that supposedly slow cognitive decline. What things do you offer from your toolbox at Standard Process that perhaps can slow cognitive decline? We have, as a matter of fact, one sponsor of this program is Prevagen, which is a product that improves memory. It has a lot of vitamin D in it. It's an all-natural approach.
Yeah.
So for those who need to be thinking about your brain, no, and I just said this with regard to my tested Seroscan, the brain cells are aging. You, in fact, lose 85,000 brain cells a day. That's one per second. 31 million brain cells every year. Are they replaced? Yeah, but not as rapidly as they are going out of your brain at this age, at my age, for example, at Jack's age. So if you want healthy brain function and a sharper mind and clearer thinking, why not help yourself with the all-natural Prevagen, first-of-its-kind brain health supplement, the only product to contain the main ingredient that you can't pronounce, and I'm not going to try to. It's jellyfish. It's the stuff in jellyfish. So that and vitamin D, apparently, is the way to supplement so that you can improve your memory and improve your life. Healthier brain, better life with Prevagen. Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Saving based on quick loans, internal rate, appointment fees may apply. Offer cost information and conditions. Equals a letter, license, and offer to save. Analyze consumer access.org, number 330.
All right, so let's spend a couple more minutes here with Tobias Peggs. Your background, obviously Australian or South African? I've got South Africa in your voice. Which is it?
I'm actually English, although my wife is an Aussie. Yeah. So you may well be hearing some of that antipathy and inflection in mine.
You got a little influence there. So how much of this comes from that experience of yours? How does that work in terms of...
I grew up in England, you know, by virtue of the fact that the country is pretty small, almost everything is local. And, you know, when I moved to the U.S. 14, 15 years ago, now I can remember literally walking into the supermarket for the first time and seeing, you know, watermelons that were like a foot diameter. And, you know, what struck me most was how there were few things on the supermarket shelf that were labeled non-GMO. And I suddenly started realizing, oh, my God, that means everything else is GMO. And I just started getting more and more curious, you know, about what was going on in the food system. And, you know, to cut a very long story short, because we are short on time here, sort of realized that if we could grow food, you know, local to most people, and we sort of appreciate that most people live in the city, right? By 2050, there'll be almost 10 billion people on the planet, and 70% will live in urban areas. And so if you want to bring food to those people, you've got to figure out urban farming. And if you want to be able to do that all year round so that people have access to local, fresh, tasty food 12 months a year, then you've got to go that next step and do sort of indoor controlled climate farming, right, so that you can make that happen. My career has been, you know, a lot of entrepreneurship, and you know, I've had some really fabulous mentors helping me kind of get to where I am. And part of the Square Roots model is I then wanted to do that for other people as well. And so I saw the issue that we have in a country where the average age of a farmer is 58 years old, and thought, okay, we need more young people into farming. You know, can we do that, right? And that sort of was the seed of the Next Gen Farmer Training Program that we have.
All right, so if you want to learn about Square Roots, check out the website, squarerootsgrow.com. You can follow on social media at Square Roots Grow. And if you're interested, if you're in New York, they have monthly farm tours and workshops there. Check those out, too, at squarerootsgrow.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen, again, in your ear with a reminder about how you get a lot of the information if you can't hear it when the broadcast is made during the week or on the weekend on a lot of the same stations that carry some of the other programs I do, like the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the DJV Health Show, and the Daily DJV Show. This podcast, for example, of the most recent American Family Farmer, I have a conversation with someone who is a dairy farmer and also the vice president of the National Farmers Union. Not two people, it's the same person. Patty Edelberg, elected as the vice president of the National Farmers Union at their annual convention. She's a dairy farmer in Wisconsin. It's a great conversation about dairying, about how the National Farmers Union works. I belong to the National Farmers Union. I quite like the way they do things, their focus on things. And then I opine on the monopoly. It's the same. I talk about many of the same things and underscore many of the same things in lots of the podcasts. And so catch it at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And to wit, my thoughts this week in my commentary are back to specifics about the big agribusinesses, the big conglomerates that are not your friend. And the most recent example of this from ADM, Archer Daniels Midland, you know, they sponsor all the Sunday morning shows and try to present themselves as wonderful humanitarians. Well, they just had to pay $45 million to settle price-fixing allegations, a level that their peanut processing division. This is supposed to resolve a lawsuit filed by 12,000 family peanut farmers in America who accused ADM, which is the top peanut processor, of colluding to hold down the prices Farmers allege that ADM's Golden Peanut Division coordinated with two other processors to report faulty supply and pricing data, keeping pricing at the farm level as low as it has been. It's been the same for the past 6 years. ADM says, oh, we didn't do anything wrong, but I guess we ought to settle this. So if you don't do anything wrong, why are you going to pay out $45 million of stockholders' money? Of course they did something wrong. Of course they were screwing the peanut farmers. That's what they do. The peanut sector has been enjoying a boom, actually, over the last before all of this got started. More peanut butter spread on sandwiches, great for business. People finding this pretty healthy. The average American, believe it or not, eats 7 pounds of peanuts or peanut-related food every year. Think about it. When I saw that number, I thought, really? I'm eating that many peanuts? I love salt peanuts. Go to the ball game or go to the movies or something. Yeah, and I have a lot of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. So, yep, okay, I'm one of them. Anyway, the peanut processors, Birdsong Peanuts and ADM's Golden Peanut, they handle 90% of the peanuts in the country. See, that's the same as the Dean Foods people handling 80% of the fluid milk supply. Too much concentration of power in one or two hands, and that's why the process, it's like Tyson and Purdue. The same thing I was telling you about earlier with regard to the price of chicken. You know, it's the same thing across the board. Just another example of these people screwing with the farmer. There's no futures market, by the way, in peanuts. That's another problem. If they had the futures market, a commodity market, really, for it, they would probably be able to, you know, more depend on the marketplace. And there's none of that either in the milk or the dairy industry. So, all right, there's one focus. Another baddie, Bayer, is piloting an outcome-based pricing program that adjusts the costs of seeds or the chemicals based on how well the products perform. There's an antitrust concern here that Bayer will use the data pricing program to squeeze farmers and to lock more growers into producing corn from their various companies, because Bayer and Monsanto own a lot of the seed processors. So here we are again. I saw something in Progressive Farmer magazine that basically sums this up by suggesting it has to do with increasing their margin. They want more of a margin. They've been hurt badly by what's happened at Monsanto, so they try to come up with other clever ways to make sure their profits stay up and farmers are kept under control as to the choices they have for buying corn seed, soy seed, the big stuff, and the things that go with it that are part of the agrochemicals to control weeds and that sort of thing. So, ADM baddies this week and Bayer baddies this week. That's the way I see it. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.